Federal agencies are no longer allowed to buy computers from any contract they want. The Office of Management and Budget is mandating agencies use one of three contracts from now on for most laptop and desktop purchases. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on OMB's new policy. Jason, good to have you on.
Hello, Tom.
All right, so what three contracts are agencies supposed to buy computers on from, I guess, from now forever?
So let's be clear here. It's not every single laptop, every single desktop. But basically, if you don't use either the NASA SOUP, the General Services Administration's IT Schedule 70, or the National Institutes of Health's Chief Information Officer, Commodities and Solutions, something called CIOSCS, you better have a pretty good reason, and you better justify it back to OMB. Basically, what OMB did with this policy is say, we're going to basically take laptops, desktops, we realize they are commodities, and we're going to force basically everyone down these three paths because OMB believes, and OFPP, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, believes they can get better prices, better terms and conditions. They can just do better volume buying through government. You know, use it as the Sam's Club or the Costco or wherever you go to get your, you know, bulk buys. Here's where it is now for laptops and computers for the government.
So this sounds a lot to me like category management in action.
There you go. Exactly. And what's interesting about this is, Tom, we saw the update on category management a few days before this policy came out. And when I went and looked back at some old stories that I'd written earlier this year, Ann Rung, the OFPP administrator, had said, we're putting out a new policy about how we buy IT hardware, laptops, desktops, and other things. I mean, she said we're more similar policies are on their way. One example would be a number of enterprise-wide software agreements across government. That's coming too. So this is, I think, the first of several policies we're going to see around the buying of commodity technology.
So with in the case of the NIH contract and the NASA SOUP contract, the CIOCS and SOUP, those have limited brands on them because not every PC maker has got a spot on those schedules. So if you want a brand that's not on one of those for some reason, then you would have to go to the Schedule 70s of GSA.
Correct. And I think that's why they are looking at these three big contracts, because they do have a lot or most. And remember, Tom, it's not like back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when you and I worked together and there was, you know, we had magazines that were 90 pages, 120 pages, because everybody was selling computers. If you think about it, there's really only a handful of companies that are selling computers now.
Sure.
I mean, you have the Dells, you have the HPs, you have, you know, there's a bunch, but there's not dozens and dozens and dozens.
We will not see the return of Zeos, I don't think, anytime in the future.
Only a few people now are remembering Zeos. They're all thinking back.
Yes, so they used to buy three pages of ads every issue. Anyway, so the OMB has also kind of tamped down on the range of options and trying to make more standardized configurations also.
Correct. And one of the things about this, and this is, again, they talked about this earlier in the year, but basically they did some research and said 80% of all users' needs can be really settled by five standard configurations, three desktop and two laptop configurations. And GSA had released a request for information earlier this summer asking about this standardization, how could it work, what are some of the considerations, and I think that's why they went in this direction. They realized most people, meaning most government employees, what kind of laptop or desktop do they need? It has to connect to the internet, has some sort of word processing software, some kind of spreadsheet software. They don't need the high performance, really advanced computers. We're not playing games, hopefully. We're not doing any advanced calculations for the most part. So they said, you know, there are some basic configurations and some upgraded ones, but by and large, they don't need the you know, most advanced, the best one ever. And I think what was happening is the price differential was showing that. Some agencies were buying laptops, for instance, that were costing $450. Others were buying a very similar laptop, maybe even the same one, for as much as $1,300. And that just bewilders, I think, a lot of the administration and the officials at GSA to go, well, why is this price differential so bad? I mean, Tom, just to bring this all around, the Defense Department issued a standard deviation to the Federal Acquisition Regulation. And I know we're going to get into the weeds here for a second, but bear with me, because they thought that the price differentials were so great on the GSA schedules they're telling their people, hey, before you just say this is a good enough price, make sure you do your market research. And I think what we see here with this laptops and desktop policy is OFPP, GSA, others did their market research and said, we can get better prices.
All right. So what is the enforcement mechanism and who did the policy go to? Contracting officers, pretty much?
Well, it went to chief acquisition officers, chief information officers, you know, agency executives. What's the, you know, that's a great question. How's OMB going to enforce this? There's so many contracts. I mean, just last year alone, OMB reports, well, 2014, I should say, 10,000 contracts worth more than $1.1 billion for laptops and desktops. So how do you control 10,000 buyers or buy? You know? So I think part of the challenge here will be the FITARA, Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, because now all technology buys should have to have some kind of approval process through the CIO, or at least they should have some visibility into that process. And then if they see a laptop or a desktop that's not being bought from one of these three contracts, the CIO, I think, is going to be expected to step in and say, hey, wait a minute, why and how? And then do you have a waiver? And if we don't have a waiver, then we need to get a waiver or we need to use one of these three contracts. And OMB does go through a waiver process to say, we understand this may not be fit for everyone, so if you need to move, buy off of a different contract, tell us why and tell us how you're going to ensure that you're getting the best price. There's a 4 or 5 step process that they outline in the policy.
All right. And Jason, before we let you go, one other thing caught my eye. I had seen this in the announcement and I read about it in your today's reporter's notebook, that the 18F group at GSA is offering a cloud.gov platform. Why are they jumping into the cloud business when the whole thing is so complicated already?
Tom, I think that's one of the questions that I think there's a lot of people asking themselves. And I wanted to look into this a little bit closer. And so I asked those questions not only of 18F, but also of some federal CIOs and former federal CIOs who follow this the cloud issues very closely. Real quick, cloud.gov is built on an open source technology or a platform called Cloud Foundry. This is run by a lot of private sector companies, whether it's IBM or VMware, Intel, EMC, many, many others. And it's considered a platform as a service. So what 18F is going to do is going to build some of their cloud applications on top of this platform. And that's their initial take. But the question is, why are they building a platform as a service, or why are they contracting with one when you have a ton of companies who already provide platform as a service? I went to the FedRAMP page, just, you know, the Federal Risk Authorization Management Program for cybersecurity services.
Yep.
And there was already 15 vendors that offered platform as a service already. So now we have one more. So you got to wonder, what's this competition going on? Now, I heard mixed reviews. One CIO did tell me that they had some concerns, wondering why 18F is investing their resources in this versus in some other things that to really more focused areas for agencies. Well, others said, we're going to kick the tires. We're going to see how this goes. This could be a good thing. So I think the jury's still out, but I think it's worth at least keeping an eye on, Tom.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that full report.
My pleasure.